Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2 UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2 DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for April 2020. Good evening, everyone. Leading tonight's NZART official broadcast is Presidential Comment. From Upper Hutt, here's our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Good evening, everyone. Having survived the first 4 weeks of lockdown at level 4 due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the light at the end of the tunnel was growing a bit brighter as we approach level 3 shortly. No doubt, like me, you have enjoyed the advantages of amateur radio over this time, since we as amateurs have in effect been social distancing in our hobby for over 100 years. Since level 4 lockdown started, NZART headquarters has remained open as Debbie has moved the office to her home. She has been able to keep the lights on, so to speak, and in effect, many of you have probably noticed no change there at all. This will continue under level 3. NZART is planning to go ahead with the AGM in September this year, along with the AREC AGM. We're not wanting to delay it further unless we have to. If you are planning to attend, please start to consider your transport options as best you can. There will be some uncertainty with air travel, but ground travel should be fine. Break-in has continued over this time, and in my dual role as break-in editor, I expect its delivery made for some reading for you all. The next issue, May-June, will be out soon. At its April meeting, NZART Council agreed to open a business page on Facebook to have a presence on the social media platform. While not wishing to return to the previous presence, where it was a general free-for-all, where some people's comments left a lot to be desired, the new page had a soft release on Tuesday, 7 April 2020. This page is now fully functional and can be found at www.facebook.com/thenzart. Also, at its April meeting, Council reviewed a new band plan for 900 MHz. More information about this new plan will be published when available. WARO has decided to go into recess until the next NZART conference in 2021, where the WARO members will meet to decide its final outcome. While it is sad to see this happening, I applaud the WARO executive in making this difficult decision. And finally, NZART Council has set aside $2,000 for the youth camp in Region 3 based in Thailand in October this year. While we expect that this event may not go ahead, it is part of our commitment to youth and amateur radio. And paraphrase the Prime Minister, stay home, be safe and be kind. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Mark. The President of NZART, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Time now for our NZART Business Manager's Monthly Update. Here's Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, this has definitely been one of the strangest months I've ever lived through. I hope you are all getting through these trying times and keeping well. As Mark mentioned, it is business as usual for NZART, albeit from my home, so commute time is minimal. I have just sent out reminder renewal invoices to all those members who have yet to pay. I cannot process any credit card or cheque payments at this time, so where possible, I ask that you pay directly to our bank account. Contact me via email or phone if you do not have this information, and I will give you our bank details. Since going into level 4 lockdown, all amateur license examinations have ceased and will continue to be in this state even under level 3. Once we know the status of level 2 in more detail, we may be able to resume the process of examination testing. With the requirement of social distancing and the normally higher age of the examiners, we must exercise due care before green lighting this return. As has been advised before, I am now able to report on examiners and AREC members within branches. Therefore, those people who have not paid their membership will also have received a letter from me advising that this is a requirement to be a financial member of NZART to hold these positions. If payment is not received by the 1st of June, examiner status for that person will be removed. Furthermore, should they wish to be reinstated in the future, it will once again need to be approved by NZART Council. For those AREC members who remain unfinancial, I am required to advise the AREC National Director to include in their records. Should they be required on an AREC activity, they will not be covered under the NZART Public Liability Insurance. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. Now to this year's Sangster Shield Contest. The 2020 NZART Sangster Shield Contest is to be held Saturday 16th and Sunday the 17th of May, 2000 hours to 2300 hours NZST each evening. Now, rules for this year are unchanged since those published in the 2016 April-May break-in and as per the current NZART website under Activity and Contests. 80 watts CW only for entrance with powers up to 5 watts PP. Note that the transistor trophy entry criteria allows first-time Sangster entrants rather than just newly licensed operators. Remember that there are 6 half-hour operating periods each evening, i.e. 2000 to 2030, 2030 to 2100, etc. Use the branch number of your location regardless of whether this is currently active or in recess. Operating just one night is also fine, as we would all prefer to have as many on the air as possible. 73s and hope to work you in the contest. And that information from Glenn, ZL2KZ, organiser of the Sangster Shield Contest. Now to catch up on amateur radio news from around the world, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Our top story this week is another tale of ham ingenuity. If you're a radio operator involved in Summits on the Air, or SOTA, the mountains may be calling to you even more right now. But what if you can't get there right now? Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, tells us what some hams down under did.
It's spelled BYOTA. That stands for Backyards on the Air. And in the land of ZL and VK, the activity eclipsed the height of any mountains or other summits where so many hams would have preferred to be operating on Saturday, April 18th. Mark ZL3AB and Jeff ZL3GA are being credited by SOTA enthusiasts for coming up with the idea. Hams like Andrew VK1DA, Glenn VK3YY and Alan VK3ARH were among the many who helped bring it to life and then report in on their activities via the Oz SOTA group on the groups.io site. Some hams set up their outdoor operations in the middle of their vast properties. Others used the terrace just outside their back door. Just as they would have on a summit, some battled rain and others battled noise. Using CW, SSB and other modes, they all battled the malaise that might have otherwise been theirs if they hadn't done what hams do best, innovate in the face of challenge. They made contacts and had fun, but as Bill VK1MCW noted in his remarks in the online group, quote, "We need to get back in the hills soon," end quote. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
A new D-Star net has started up in Australia, and the radio operators there are inviting the world. Here's more from Ian Godsell, VK3JS.
Hello everyone, I am Ian, Victor Kilo 3, Juliet Sierra. There are lots of D-Star users around the world, although VK-Land may not rank very high on any world list. Regular D-Star users probably know that Australia has two reflectors, 23C and 91C, but again, neither is all that heavily used. In order to create some interest, a new net is starting on Reflector 91C, and I invite everyone to call in if you can. This net will be on Wednesdays at approximately 9:50 hours UTC. I say approximately because it will follow a weekly broadcast of Newsline starting at 09:30 hours UTC. I know that this can be an awkward time for operators in USA, but there will no doubt be some night owls around. So please make a note, Reflector 91C, Wednesdays at 09:30 UTC. So, cool from VK Land. Let's hear you on the 91C net. 73s from Ian, VK3JS.
In the world of DX, members of the Philippine Amateur Radio Association are activating special event station DX0 Stay Home until the end of the quarantine period in the Philippines. Eddie, DU1EV, said in an online announcement that the goal is to keep people home safe and on the air. Send QSLs to DX1PAR. In Northern Ireland, Stevie MI0GTA is activating special event station GB1SOS from County Derry until May 11th. The event is a thank you to healthcare workers for their sacrifices and risks during the pandemic. Be listening on 20 through 10 meters where Stevie will be operating on sideband. Visit QRZ.com for QSL details. In Brazil, amateurs are saying thanks as well with the special event call sign ZW8Thanks. Send QSLs direct or by EQSL or Logbook of the World. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Bloomington, Indiana, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2020, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Tawaro News Now, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, said L1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I've been asked to read a message from the president of Waro, Topsy ZL2LS. Waro members, it's with sadness that I'm writing this today. After the Waro executive meeting this month, there was a motion passed that Waro go into recess until we can meet at a full NZART AGM to discuss the future of Waro. This was seconded and agreed by the Executive Committee. Therefore, Waro is now in recess until the AGM being held in Napier 2021, where a special general meeting will be held, not an AGM. Executive Committee will remain the same positions until then. Subs do not need to be paid this year. And finances will be maintained and held by the Treasurer until the meeting in Napier. I will endeavour to do a bulletin every few months, and if I get enough articles sent to me to make it worthwhile. The reason behind the recess is self-explanatory. Due to the lack or no support from our members leaves us no alternative. There will no longer be a Waro page in the break-in. Take care and stay safe, and it's signed TopsyZL2LS, President of NZ Waro. Well, it's a sorry day to have to read that message to you. I want to emphasise that Waro is only going into recess, and that is until the special meeting of members can be held to consider its future at conference next year. In the meantime, the Waro nets will continue on 80 metres, and YL nets on 80 and 2 metres as they have done previously. And YLs will continue to get together when and wherever the opportunity arises. I can't finish this last broadcast without thanking Jim ZL2BHF for including a spot from Waro in the official broadcast over many years, and I hope we'll be back again in the future. But that's all from Waro for now, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO, with her final Waro report for what we hope will be just a little while. At this time, I'd like to acknowledge Rosemary's contribution to this official broadcast. To catch up with her beginnings on the broadcast, we go back to June of 2005.
This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for June 2005. On last month's official broadcast, we farewelled Cathy Zidell 280K, who made a contribution to this broadcast for over 11 years. Tonight is good evening and welcome to our new Waro reporter. She's also the president of Waro. It's Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone.
Yes, Rosemary's first Waro report. 15 years or 165 official broadcasts ago. Thank you, Rosemary, for your contribution. It's been a pleasure working with you, and we certainly hope to hear you back with us again very soon. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. And down to Christchurch we go, to Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and a good evening, everyone. Well, another month of lockdown has come and gone, and I'm afraid there's not much has changed in terms of club meetings around the country. Most NZART branches are suspending meetings, pending some certainty over how and when people can meet, but most are replacing this type of activity with on-air meetings regularly. So seek out branch nets that are in your area on HF or VHF, and maybe, just maybe, in another month's time we'll see some club activities planned for the mid-year. Jim, I'm afraid that's all from me.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 31st of May. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for April 2020. Good night, everyone. Good night now.